the role of mind in the life of the projector is so important. Mind for them really has a unique potential. In human design, we divide our authorities into inner and outer authority. Inner authority that you find through your design that is never mind. And outer authority that is the potential of the mind. The potential of the mind to impact the other, the potential of the mind to be a value to the other, the potential of, for example, my mind to be a value to you, whereas my own mind is not my inner authority, but it is an outer authority. You have a specific kind of projector, for example, where you have the mental projector, where there is only definition above the throat or from the throat upwards. And these are beings like reflectors who have no inner authority whatsoever. They only have outer authority. So the value of mind to the projector is something very important to recognize. And of course, because mind is important in the way in which they are going to operate correctly in this life, it means that in many ways it is an extraordinary burden as not self to deal with it. To deal with it as a non-energy type strategy for the projector is not something that they can immediately and effectively experiment with and get the experiential result. Waiting for the invitation is not about moment-by-moment mundane things. It is about things that are important. It is about the way in which the right kinds of avenues in life arrive at the projector's door. They do come by invitation. But no projector coming to human design is going to be able to get the immediate satisfaction of the impact of their strategy. You see, projectors are here to be guides. That is, their deepest mystical role is that they are here to be guides. And in order to be guides, built into the genetic matrix of what they are, is a predisposition to be fascinated by systems. All projectors, in one way or another, need a system as a filter through which they see the other, and in seeing the other, finally the reflection that is themselves. This is the whole nature of the projector process. Take a projector for dinner. Don't give them the menu. Just let them sit there and look around the room and watch and see what everybody else is ordering and eating. And then they can come to a decision. They need a way to see things through the other, and particularly about themselves. They're not generators who are here to know themselves. They're here, as a matter of fact, to know generators. That is, the projector is here to know the other. In my work and through Jovian Archive, we offer a scholarship, an endowment for projectors to lessen the burden on their educational costs, because the fact is that projectors, more than any other type, projectors need to investigate deeply the nature of this system. It is only when they master the system, and in mastering the system, literally being able to see the other through the mechanics, that through that they see themselves. And the joke is that while their mind is busily enjoying looking at everyone else, slowly but surely, the invitations begin to arrive. This is not, the way in which the energy type lives with strategy. They're always on top of it, writing it. They are it at any moment. But the projector needs to watch all of them, to perfect its tools of recognition. And while that's going on, and through that, beginning to see themselves, the invitations arrive. And the verification from the other to the inner life becomes complete. It's a beautiful process. And then the strategy allows the projector to unfold into their true role in this life.